The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Ahoy hoy everybody, welcome to our very special episode of Talking Simpsons, where we're going to tell you about our epic plans for the future and how you can get involved. Isn't that right, Henry?
Yes.
Oh, by the way, I'm Bob Mackey. Who else is here today?
Hey, Henry, the finger things mean money. Gilbert.
And Chris Santista here to present a very off-kilter episode. This is not a normal show, people.
No.
There's a family of possums in here.
I call the big one Bitey.
There you go.
I'm going to see Mr. Lamb.
So you'll get a couple Simpsons clips here and there.
Yes, we'll give you what you came for after we start begging you
indeed.
For money. Thank you, Chris.
Watch out, dinners.
Because this is not a normal episode if you're new to the show.
No, but please listen. I'll give you the gist of things up front really quickly. Henry and I left our jobs to do this.
Yes.
And we want to do things beyond this. So, Henry, can we roll into just what we have planned for Talking Simpsons?
Sure, yes. So, we have started our own Patreon that Bob and I are the main people in charge of. It is separate from the Laser Time one, but Chris is still here. And Patreon.com/Talking Simpsons, that's where it is. And we have goals and stuff there, but for $1 a month, you're our best buddy. We love you.
Mm-hmm.
But for $5 a month, you will get a week early access to new episodes of Talking Simpsons, though they'll still be on the stream. I want that to be clear here, too. If you're just listening to this on iTunes, the stream of Simpsons episodes will not change. This
right.
is just a better stuff you'll get
yes.
if you support us. And again, this is for Bob and me to live. This
yes.
is our lives.
Nothing is being taken away from your normal Talking Simpsons behavior.
And those advanced episodes will be ad-free.
Yes.
And Patreon also gives you an RSS code to plug into whatever you use, and you can just download it as you normally would any podcast.
So, $5 a month. Early access to every episode of Talking Simpsons from here on out, as well as the first season and the season wrap-ups are going to be living there now, too. Though they're not going away from Laser Time, we're not taking them away from there, but they're also going to be on there. And if we hit our first goal, that will be the home of Talking Critic, where we will do every episode of The Critic after the first episode. If you really enjoyed it, we heard from many people, they'd love us to do all the rest of Critic.
I didn't get to do it.
and we
could be on in the future, Chris.
I watched the episode. we were down a mic, and Michael and Diana were so hyped to be on it.
Yes.
I didn't because I, Michael yeah. shocked me by saying he liked The Critic more than The Simpsons.
Wow.
Yeah, and so we're doing all of that, plus more exclusive things will be there when we do the next season wrap-up and more. That will be exclusive for people who get $5 or more. And also, we're going to be doing some special videos. We have so many things planned.
Yeah, we have a lot of great things. Going beyond the show itself, just the history surrounding the show, ancillary things like books and cards and comics and things like that. The Simpsons universe is so big, and we now have time to explore every facet of it.
Yes, and as we did with Duckman, we want to dig into other cartoons too in the way we do with Talking Simpsons. We had so much fun doing that with Critic and Duckman.
Yeah, and even the occasional reaching out and talking to a creator. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not a part of this Patreon, really, but I love everything that's going to come from it. It's exactly, I don't know how much of it I can do, but it's exactly what I wanted to listen to and wanted to make.
Yeah, and we'll include Chris as much as we can, as much as he can give us his time, and he's not going anywhere on the show itself.
Hell
so
no.
Still going to be part of this.
And so we also do have a $10 a month level, which will have even more extras with it. You'll also get voting rights on the show we'll do after Critic, if we start the Talking Critic show, and there's also going
to
be...
Baby Blues!
Oh, we'll get to Baby Blues
and there'll be monthly video commentary that will be available to those folks as well. And stuff like we'll watch Simpsons ephemera stuff and share it with you guys. And so that's at the $10. And you can always get more. Like, just if you're super rich, if you're one of our $1 million listeners who just is like, hey, I want to give you guys $100,000 a month. There's no limit on that on Patreon.
No, you totally can.
Yeah. I won't stop you.
Yo, Mr. Black, another brandy.
Gentlemen, to evil.
We're all swirling our brandies right now.
We're all swirling our brandies to evil. But
I have some terrible, terrible Simpsons-related ideas I'm going to thrust, work my ass up to thrust on you guys that'll take a lot of work and are guaranteed to never make money unless they're supported directly, but Simpsons fans will fucking love them.
Yeah. A lot of bootleg Bart shirts are in our future, I can see.
I am so this makes me so happy if I can be a part of this and not have to do all the work.
No, yeah, I have been digging into a lot of stuff. I want to get real with you listeners here, okay? Like, we've done 100 episodes of Talking Simpsons, over 100.
Yeah.
And I've loved doing them all, and Bob and I were working at the same place, and, like, it sucked. And when we recorded the Bill Oakley interview, I told you, Bob, I said, this is what I dreamed of doing. This is the happiest I've felt with something I've made in the longest time.
And then we immediately went back to our shitty job.
I'm really proud of the show as well.
Yeah. And I want to do more stuff like that, but to do it on top of a day job, like, we called in sick that day to do that interview with Oakley because it doesn't work with a day job. Like, we can record these episodes. We can record a weekly Talking Simpsons episode.
That has
not
been easy for me at all.
No, it's a night job.
I don't want to get into my plight here.
We realized we couldn't do more with Simpsons if we didn't make it our full-time job, and we would really like to. So Bob and I really put ourselves out there. We're like, you know what? Take this job and restaff it, as Homer would say.
I did play my boss's head like a bongo.
Everybody we've talked to about that can't believe what you guys did, that you both walked into a room and quit together.
To our boss's face. Just like, yep, we quit.
We're done.
Surprisingly easy.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, but that's the kind of thing most people...
I had a couple drinks.
I didn't have the balls to do it before I started Patreon at all. Like, I had to find... And it's still really hard to do this for a living.
Yeah, the Laser Time Patreon, like, I go back and wish we had done it earlier, and I think maybe that's what also hastened me to do this, like, to have more confidence. And I really do feel like if you listeners... If each of you even just pledged $1, like, we would be doing amazing. Like, we've put it at, like, levels, you know, the $4,000 a month, that is, like, a livable,
barely livable wage.
Once that happens, you guys have to do it, meaning you can't really accommodate another job.
No.
Like, full-time.
Yeah, and I mean,
it has to compensate for that.
And so then at the next goal we have, we want to start doing a podcast just where we do that treatment to all cartoons, and we just take a random episode of a cartoon and go over it, and we want to start doing that podcast. But again, it's the more money we make from the Patreon, I hate to come down to cash, but we do live in a capitalist society, guys. But the more we make on there, the more stuff we can do. And I want to do I want to be a full-time Simpsons historian now. I'm sick of video games. I'm tired of them.
But you guys have talked grand ambition outside of just the Simpsons. Like, the same treatment to other animated programs and reaching out to other animated creators.
Yeah.
And not that the Simpsons people have been reluctant to appear. Some of them have been pretty kind and positive to the show. But there's a lot of other people who want to talk about their cartoons as well, and we clearly have a lot of love, and so do you people.
Like Talking Duckman, which we just did, that's sort of a proof of concept of what we can do with other shows. I mean, The Critic, too, but it's like Talking Duckman. Duckman is less related to The Simpsons than The Critic is, but we still had the same approach, and I think it worked really well. People seem to like it.
Yeah, I thought it was a really good episode, too, and I think those episodes, Duckman and Critic, showed you guys, I hope, our ambitions. We can point to that and say, like, we want to do more like that. Yeah. Wouldn't you like to hear that? And so... We can do that with your support. Like, you know, obviously I am slightly nervous. You know,
worth a shot, though.
I saved up some money and quit my job. It's like, I feel like I can get a miserable job
Can I tell my side of the tale? Because I have some explaining to do to Laser Time patrons as well, because Talking Simpsons was launched through the Laser Time Patreon. Mm-hmm. There will be certain people who have to decide between one or the other, and that's cool. I urge you to stay on board in Laser Time if you can, but definitely to support you guys. But when I was... We've been doing this show for almost 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, almost exactly 2 years.
We all love it, and it has... And it was... I'm saying this to you now, and I love you guys. It was a fucking nightmare for me to get you guys together to record. Because remember, the Laser Time Patreon, if you weren't there for it, we seriously undervalued ourselves and ended up in a situation where we had to do like 8 podcasts.
Yeah,
we're down to a cool 5 in addition to everything else we do. But it was a fucking nightmare. So if we're talking Simpsons, when can you guys do it? I can't do it this day, says Henry. I can't do it this day, says Bob. And then somebody gets sick or has an appointment at work, which you guys would have to work after hours. And that pushes everything over. All right, we need to move back 30-20-10. We need to move back Laser Time. I'm ecstatic to not have to organize that because you'll have the time to do it. It's miraculous we never missed an episode. And I think none of the shit I do makes a ton of money outside of listener contribution, but we've always hit our debt. We hit everything.
I think I said to you, Chris, when there were problems with scheduling, you're like, we might miss a week. I was like, I will not let this happen. I do not want a week to be missed. And I have done two successful crowdfunding campaigns, mm-hmm. and like you, I was not confident enough, and I devalued what I did. But now I feel like I know there's an audience for what I do. I know my work has value.
And that's what I'm getting into, because I left a paid gig as content creation because I saw that sinking. And went to go work for a publisher. Sold out, if you're someone who likes to create things. I hated it. I didn't like it. And I talked to you guys about your job, and you were fucking miserable. And you were not only fucking miserable, it's just like, who cares what the job is? Let's call it Company X.
Yes.
I'm like, wow, this isn't sustainable at all. If they don't get their shit together, you're all going to lose your job. So we had discussed, if that happens, the Laser Time organization cannot support, with its current Patreon,
two more people.
At all. It can't support three people, barely.
Yeah.
And we just lost somebody to that. And it's okay if you want to take your Patreon to Talking Simpsons. I understand that. Well, but like, I also don't want us to be in charge of like how you guys get money, but I also, I don't know. So we said, like, well, why don't you guys, if anything happens as a safeguard, I said to you guys, like, we'll just give you Talking Simpsons. And when I said that, you guys were like, and here's our other ideas. I'm like, Jesus Christ. I don't want to do any other shows right now.
We wanted to leave so bad.
Once I brought that up as an option, you guys started building out other ideas.
And the
ideas were fucking phenomenal.
Oh, thank you.
And like, even down to the point of like, just an animation-focused podcast, period, which definitely are out there, but fuck everybody else. I think we work harder and have a better produced show.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of kill myself on Simpsons research. Mm-hmm. And as we talked about, like, I think maybe 2 to 3 hours goes into every pre-recording, like, just at least with me and Henry on notes and Chris on capturing clips and stuff.
I don't even listen to the commentaries like you guys do because it takes me 90 minutes from watching an episode to cut down each and every clip.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we all give a lot of time to this.
Yeah, well, like, I did... Like, in the Bart Gets an Elephant episode that we just recorded, when I was doing the research for it, I got to 16 tons, and I was like, all right, pause. It's time to learn everything about this song. And also look up, I remember a Donald Duck cartoon was edited to this song in DTV.
What
Donald Duck cartoon that was? I looked that up. That 4 seconds of the show, I then researched for 20 minutes.
And
I like to think that obsession shows in what we create.
The angry anti-charity people are on. Like, you don't have to call that, well, that sounds fun. It was fun. But it is work, because it takes time.
It's
and
more
time
than,
takes out of like other ways you make money. And if you want more than one of these, you guys need the time to do that and have to be supported by the people who want this content the most.
It's more than just shooting the shit. I mean, I don't think anyone actually thinks that, but we do a lot of work. We want to make this the best Simpsons podcast. I think it is.
This is the best Simpsons podcast. Yeah.
I don't know, because like Laser Time doesn't have, we have to like build topics around that. So it has hit or miss episodes. This in 302010 is just, it's so wonderful and inviting. And Video Game Apocalypse as well.
Yeah.
And Bonus Time. But it's like, it's a bucket I look forward to filling every single week.
I just love that we're going to cover, I love going through all the episodes we've done and just seeing page after page of like a corresponding podcast for every episode. Yeah. Just so fulfilling that we've done that so far.
I love
far.
Seeing all the comments, even the ones that yell about politics. But like the granular details are being corrected on something. It's nice to have a community that cares that much about the little things.
They're friendly when they tell us more information. Yeah. They're like, I can't believe you didn't know this. I think our community is very great. And look out, Mackie. Well, one thing I want to bring up that's covered in our FAQ section is,
because that's what we found. We had to dig in and find the first ever dough, which I got a sound clip of.
Whoa, look at this place. What a dump.
It's worse than you think. I just trampled this poor sap's flower bed.
Homer, this is our house.
Stop!
That was No Disgrace Like Home, right?
That was No Disgrace. Okay. An episode we covered a long time ago. I had that sound effect because we did that research and we captured everything and we played it for you. I don't know of any other show that's doing that for you.
Yeah. I mean, so I don't want to get too granular with this. We're trying to just going over the broad strokes. If you go to the Patreon, we spell everything out in words so you can read that. But I want to put out up front that I'm still doing Retronauts and I'm still part of the Retronauts Patreon. You may be wondering, well, why do you need money from Talking Simpsons? And I will say, not to get too inside baseball on this, when we started making Retronauts a for-profit organization instead of just something we did in our free time, I was leaving for said crappy job, and it was a well-paying job, so I was like, Jeremy, you can have most of the money, because you need it. You're living off of this. Jeremy's my podcasting partner.
That's important to mention. I didn't know this.
Yeah, and I mean, I was like,
he's making a living solely on Retronauts.
That's it. That's his job now. And I make some money every month, but it's not enough to live off of nearly. It's just sort of like fun money to have. So that is not going to get me through this world. And this is partially why I'm on board with this. You know, this will also supplement my income. But I am not like some greedy guy. It's like, yes, two Patreons, rub my hands together. Yes, give me all the money. I feel like I need to put that out there. I don't actually make a lot off Retronauts. I still love doing it. I'm still going to be doing it. But Jeremy Parrish, that is his full-time job. He needs to live and support his family and everything. And I'm perfectly fine with that. And I just want everyone to know that. Because I'm sure there will be some questions, and I want to answer it now.
Well, I also want to say, like, this is still related to Laser Time in that if Bob and I do this full-time, we are more available to be on Laser Time things. You will be hearing us on more Laser Time podcasts.
That's why you have lately. Yes. And E3 streams and...
We were keeping we kept it a secret for about a month that we left our jobs. That was hard. I mean, I was tell friends, but I knew they wouldn't tell anybody, but I was not going to put on Twitter like I left my job. We wanted to let you guys know, we wanted to make it a surprise, like this is what we want to do.
Yes.
We want this to be our jobs to entertain you. And I think
Patreon.com/TalkingSimpsons, that is the place. Like already Bart's elephant is on there now. If Bart Gets an Elephant is on there now, if you don't want to wait
what
for
else
Tuesday.
Is on there
and that also Burns' Air is gonna go live a week early on next Tuesday, so that's where that's gonna live.
And I grabbed the Where's My Elephant
and also the second episode of Talking Critic, which we're doing that as a proof of concept. We won't do the rest of the series and if we don't hit the goal. Please, we're going to hit that goal, but I'm sure we will. But so that's just, again, proof we're going to do it. Plus, this week, we've got our first Simpsons interview exclusive to the Patreon. We interviewed Paul Provenzano, one of the original executive producers on classic Simpsons games like Bart vs. the Juggernauts, Bart's Nightmare, Virtual Springfield, and he tells us a ton of awesome stories about those games and working on other classic games like the X-Files games and Alien vs. Predator. And again, all the first season of Talking Simpsons is there now, too. Mm-hmm. So we launched with a ton of stuff. You get $5. Just right now, you will
it's
have
like
access to
almost
a ton of
20 podcasts.
Totally.
Counting the season one ones. If you haven't heard those before, I think they're still great.
And it really is also important. Like, if you do like the show a lot and want it to keep going, what do you think happens if this doesn't meet its goal?
Well, it's also like, if Bob and I, if this doesn't meet it, this is not a threat. But if this doesn't meet its goal and Bob and I have to get new jobs, even if they're in the same city, that will make recording this podcast not easier, but harder. And so it would affect the output. But this is just us shooting straight with you guys on this. But please, really, really would like your support on this. And again, we will be on Laser Time stuff more. Mm-hmm. If you're a fan of like my old Cape Crisis podcast, maybe that'll start happening again. Yeah. Not on a weekly basis, but.
And I want to take another to thank all the Laser Time supporters out there. You have to know the reality by now that we've been living hand to mouth, like taxes kill us every month. We can't support a fourth person. But it's also like, it sucks. I had to realize someone had to give me a serious talking to because I have, here's these things I want to do. I'm like a very smart business person. Like, you can't do any more of this stuff. Mm-hmm. You can't launch any more shows, but you two can. And I can be a part of those.
Well, because Laser Time is at its kind of like, you're doing all you can for what you've got.
I am producing, five shows on a regular basis in addition to articles and streams. Trying to make, all the public-facing stuff will still live on Laser Time as well.
Yeah, if Laser Time is a planet, we're like the moon orbiting the planet. Yes. And Retronauts is another planet next to it.
Yeah, but it'll still be on LaserTimePodcast.com as well.
It's just to grow this head where all these dope hairs grow off of. And I don't know, like I can't see any loss to it. You're going to join us for a couple of other things. I didn't want to ruin this, but we do a show called 30-20-10, looking back 30, 20, and 10 years ago, and not to shock you, The Simpsons movie is about to pass a decade, and we do commentaries on our show. There was no guarantee that I could get... I have never gotten both of you, despite
not
asking.
Not for a Monday Night Movie.
I've never been on a Monday Night Movie, actually.
Sacrificing 90 minutes on a work night sometimes is not easy, especially when your company wants you to work nights and weekends. Would you like to watch the Simpsons movie together? That can be a wonderful celebration of everything we've worked
towards.
I am.
So, yeah, that's... I guess that's kind of it. I do want to thank, you know, if you see the awesome art that's on, just go to patreon.com/talkingsimpsons and you'll see an amazing piece of artwork.
Oh my God.
Showing of all three of us, right, Bob?
Thank you, Nina Matsumoto. She is a fantastic artist who has worked on Simpsons comics, and she can draw a definitive Simpsons version of you. Mm. And she did that for us, and we have an amazing header image on that Patreon.
Is it the one that makes me look really fat?
No, it's not.
I look fatter than
the other
one.
It was the Mount Rushmore parody, this is the more Simpsons-y one.
It was so beautiful. Bob is wearing the Bob Mackie jacket in it.
It's so great.
Yes, I'm wearing the High Man shirt, and Chris is wearing the Ion Springfield shirt.
Oh, lovely.
We should wrap up real quick by going over the tiers one last time, just super quick. So $1.
$1, hey, let's be friends.
Yes, thanks for the tip. Yeah.
$5 a month, you get a week early access to every episode from now on. That is where you will get first access to Talking Critic when we start doing it. It'll live there, just like the first season of Talking Simpsons, and all the wrap-ups are there. You'll also get exclusive access to the wrap-ups as well. Plus, this week, we've got our first Simpsons interview exclusive to the Patreon. We interviewed Paul Provenzano, one of the original executive producers on classic Simpsons games like Bart vs. the Juggernauts, Bart's Nightmare, Virtual Springfield, and he tells us a ton of awesome stories about those games and working on other classic games like the X-Files games and Alien vs. Predator. And at the $10 level, we already have our first video commentary up where Bob, me, and Chris watch the first pilot footage of The Simpsons live and react to how crazy it looks. And more extras as we create them, and you will get to help us pick what episodes we do after The Critic as well. You'll be in on the voting on that.
And ever since doing The Critic and Duckman, I'm getting these requests, and I love to do them, so I want to hear what people want from us, because I'm game for almost anything. Yes, I feel like this is a great format to discuss any animated show.
I want to quit Laser Tim.
Well, again, if we hit that second goal, we will start doing just the weekly podcast, and that'll be a week early exclusive, but it'll also just be on iTunes as well.
Right.
But it'll be the weekly podcast where you will just pick any random cartoon and go and give it the Simpsons treatment. Mm-hmm. I am eyeing stuff like Clone High, Steven Universe.
I want to do Daria, King of the Hill. There's so many I want to do.
Eek the Cat.
He can pop up.
Even anime.
Yeah, where we're going there.
But we can do all of that with your help.
Yeah.
Patreon.com/TalkingSimpsons.
And thank you so much for listening to this. I feel like our audience is great, and I hope they support us. And I mean, like, speaking personally, I'm sure Henry agrees. Like, I realize after having a not so great job, that's like, this is what I love doing most, and this is the thing that I'm probably best at, and what people want from me the most. So it's stupid to just...
You haven't seen him dance, people.
I can really cut a rug, but it's stupid to leave money on the table in a very cynical way, to put it that way. But it's stupid to just like not embrace this thing I love and that people love for me to do.
Instead of doing shit you hate, just to get the normal paycheck that no one will see on a website no one visits.
I wish I could.
The bridge is burning behind us.
I wish I could show you the amazing job, the most high-paying job I turned down just because, like, that's at a company everybody knows, and that looks like the worst fucking job in the universe, and it pays great. I would rather be impoverished and make podcasts for people than go and edit the back of video game boxes.
But how impoverished we are is up to you now.
But no one's here to get rich, for real.
Oh, no, I just want to live and make podcasts. Yeah, I have no aspirations beyond that.
I tell people all the time for the Laser Time show, like, I eat, and granted, we live in an expensive city, and maybe someday we can do something about that, but right now, my girlfriend lives here. I don't know what to do about that. She has a job. But other than that, like, I get to live, and that's awesome. What tier is it to get you to stop talking your liberal politics?
That's
$10,000.
$200,000.
I'll take $10,000 a month. If you give $10,000 a month, I will never mention the president again.
I will censor myself.
Yes. It's a beautiful thing that I encourage everybody to be a part of, and would also like to say, like, if you can maintain your Laser Time patronage, we've added a couple extra things there for you to enjoy.
You're not losing anything. We're not taking stuff from Laser Time's Patreon either.
Like, this is a Band-Aid I want to pull. I want to see how much we lose to you guys. But because I think Talking Simpsons is a voracious fan base in the way that, like, Laser Time might not.
Our fans are great. I wouldn't throw Laser Time under the bus.
The greatest fans in the world.
Yes. But like Henry said, even a dollar mm-hmm. would be amazing. I'd love if you gave more, but if you can only squeeze a dollar out of your wallet a month for us as like a little tip, that would be amazing. Mm-hmm. Just we just want a little something for doing this for 2 years, and we want to do so much more stuff. So
And it's so easy to set up at Patreon. If you're not a user on Patreon, it's so easy. You can just attach it to your Facebook account. And then just attach your PayPal to it, and it'll take it out at the first of every month. You won't even miss the money. It's
I give to so many Patreons that money is just invisible to me.
I should totally say that, too. Like, I put my money where my mouth is. Like, I give 70 a month to Patreons because I found creators I like, and I just want them to do that stuff.
And we worked at almost every level of content creation, and those jobs are disappearing rapidly.
Yeah.
If this goes away, there's not a company making another Simpsons show on this level, nor would they, because there's not a lot of profit in it on solely like an ad-based universe. If like, you have to make this happen.
If you're a big businessman, there the money this makes is meaningless to you. But
you know when PBS
us.
Has like a fucking 6-hour, 14-part Leonard Cohen documentary? It's because those viewers made it happen and wanted to see that shit. No one else would finance that expecting to make their money back the traditional way. You have to make this happen up front.
Yeah.
But I love you guys, and I can't say how much we've appreciated your support at Laser Time.
Thank you.
I was talking to listeners, not you. I have odd feelings about you right now. You're taking away my fucking, taking away our money after all I've done. Watch The Simpsons.
Okay, Dad. Well,
No. Everything you have proposed that you want to make additionally to Talking Simpsons, the main show, is everything I've ever wanted to do and listen to. And you don't even know all of it yet, everybody. The stuff that's happening.
I want to surprise people a little bit.
Henry was just talking about this. Chasing people down to talk to them is almost a full-time job in and of itself.
Henry's gotten us some great guests so far, though.
Well, we shall see.
Yes, so thank you so much for listening to this Begging for Money special. We hope you give. Yes. Please do go to patreon.com/TalkingSimpsons to see how you can help us do more stuff and live. Both things would be amazing. Thank you so much for listening, guys. Later.
Infotainment.